T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, there was a story that Jay had written in the Buffalo News just the other day regarding graduation rates, talking about the graduation gap between students of color, Hispanic students, compared to their white counterparts within Buffalo public schools. There's a disparity between those numbers. What do you think the school should do to try to
Well, we're taking a look at the information on it. First of all, you have to realize that in Buffalo we have a lot. We have like 70 different languages spoken. I don't know how that compares with any of the other school districts, but I know that that I don't know of any other school district, you know, that has that many different languages spoken. What you have to do is dig down into the data and find out why that is. You know. What is it? Is it that we're testing students that have just come over? Because some of the kids have just come over from other countries that haven't even been in school. But we just have to work together to improve it. First of all, we have to look at what kind of tests they're doing, you know, and whether the students that, you know, from other countries, et cetera, are getting the help. But I think that we have a significant population of students that, you know, didn't speak English, didn't come here, and they came here later. But we have to improve. I mean, but we have to take a look at, what we need to do is compare ourselves with likes. In other words, you can't compare Buffalo with Williamsville. They may have students that speak two different languages. They don't have the poverty that we have. That's not an excuse. But then we have to take a look at it and find out, what do we have to do to make it better? You know? The only, like, you take a look at Rochester. Rochester is sort of like us. In fact, they may have a greater poverty rate, but they don't have the number of students that, you know, number of languages different spoken. You take a look at some of the other cities, you know, like Albany, you know, they don't have the poverty that we have. So you have to compare apples with apples. But until what we have to do is drill down now and find out why.
Do you think language is the number one reason why there's the disparity? And this is strictly within Buffalo Public Schools, I think.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think what we need to do is to take a look at, you know, what the facts are. I just sent to Albany to find out what the different, you know, the poverty, the thing. The thing that you're never going to find out, though, they don't have the numbers, is the number of different languages spoken.
I believe the district does have numbers on the number of languages. And I was going to say that, you know, certainly multilingual, like, English language learners are a subgroup of the district, but they're not a majority of students. And that doesn't account
for
the, you know, significant and long-lasting disparities between African-American, native-born students and white native-born students.
The bottom line is I don't know. But the only thing is, I think we need to find out. I mean, rather than just talking about it, we need to find out what the problem is. But, you know, the key to this is starting in the early grades. If a student is not doing well, to go from first grade to second grade, third grade to fourth grade, they just get further and further behind. And so what we have to do is, I've been singing this song for I don't know how many years now, we have to make sure that whatever services that we have, that we make sure that a student goes from one grade, or, you know, first grade to second grade to third grade, ready for that grade. Because you just get further and further behind. So I don't know what the answer is, but I think we need to take a look at how the students are performing in the early grades so that when they get to the upper grades. But I don't know the answer to that. I just don't know. But I know that there shouldn't be a disparity. There shouldn't be a disparity. I can see a disparity between rich and poor. I can see that. Not necessarily, but I can see that. Based on the color of your skin, I don't understand. I don't know how that happens.
Do you think there's, you know, know, correlation between the disparity we see in suspension rate among black and white kids and then, you know, similar disparity in graduation rates.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. You have to take a look at why they were suspended. You know, I mean, why they were suspended. You know, and I think that's something that we really need to take a look at, is what gave rise to the suspension. But in most cases that I know of, and when you read through this, you'll see some of the things that were just basically covered up. And that just, well, what that does is it sends, gives license to other kids. They say, well, if he got away with it, you know, I mean, or she got away with it, then it's okay. But when you take a look at these, some of the write-ups in here, these are kids that need help.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.